Thank you. Thank you for your promptness, gentlemen. Please take a seat. We have refreshments. Just help yourself. I think I have all of your proposals here. I want to thank you again for being available on such short notice. It's very appreciated. King Herod made it quite plain that he wanted an answer on the double. He wanted it yesterday. I think he would like to have it tonight, if at all possible. The visit of those wise men from Persia, those magi, has the whole city talking. Herod was, well, frankly, he was quite embarrassed to have these men arrive at his palace looking for the new infant king. He wasn't aware that he had a new son. Now the magi are asking, well, then where can they find him? And they are convinced that a star has proclaimed his recent birth. Now Herod is sure that our scriptures must say something about this. He wants to give them an intelligent answer. So that's why each of you, priests, scribes, teachers, and so on, you've all been hastily assembled. Thank you. He's sure that if anyone can tell these magi where to look for the Messiah, it would be us. So I'm sure that Herod wants to find this child as much as any of the wise men do. I'm not sure it's for the same reason, but anyway, we're honored to have this assignment, and if we know what's good for us, we better do a good job. So as your moderator, I'm going to be reviewing the various proposals here. I'm going to address them in the order in which I have received them. Any questions? Very well. Let's get going. Now, our first proposal comes from our esteemed colleague, Asa. And Asa suggests that the Messiah should be sought in Eden. Well, that's not exactly the kind of answer Herod was looking for, was it? Well, let's see. Your reasoning is the first mention of the Messiah is in the creation account. Point well taken, Asa. I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. Well, clearly a prophecy that one individual will represent all of the redeemed. And clearly a unique birth is in view here, this offspring of the woman, the seed of the woman. Very unique expression. I mean, almost as if there was no human father. Clearly a prophecy of one who will completely undo the work of the serpent of Satan. Well, I think, Asa, we can all see the significance of this messianic prophecy. It reminds us that we need a Messiah. We need a Savior because of the failings of our first ancestor. Adam failed to treat God as God, and because of this, he earned the judgment of the Lord. And God has promised right here a second Adam, as it were, one who would obey and glorify God the way is that Adam did not. And this text does describe the birth of the Messiah that we're looking for. But Asa, we can't tell the Magi to go look for the Messiah in Eden, somewhere in Persia between the Tigris and the Euphrates. That's where they came from, Asa. We can't just send them home and say they left him there and... No, it's a wonderful theological insight. Really, really it is. But Eden just, that won't do. Let's go on to the next proposal. This one is from Hiram. Hiram says that the Messiah, he believes, is going to come from Egypt. Well, he points out that the greatest prophet of all, Moses, was born in Egypt. And Scripture did say that I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. And I'll put my words in his mouth and he will tell them everything I command him. And this text also goes to the root of the Messiah's identity, not just a second Adam, but a second Moses, one greater than Moses, really. Greatest prophet we ever had, Moses, gave us the law. But the Messiah is going to be greater still. He's going to give us the whole truth, the heart behind the law, and the way to God, the way. So your point, Hiram, is that if Messiah is the second Moses, then maybe he'll be born in Egypt like Moses. Well, and you have another text. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt I called my son. It's from Hosea. Well, while this passage speaks of Israel as a whole, the Messiah will represent Israel. Certainly possible that this verse refers to the coming Messiah. But you know, Hiram, that same verse could argue against Egypt. I mean, when Israel was called out of Egypt, still Israel wasn't born in Egypt. So that Israel was there for a time as a refugee and then come out. So it could be the same with Messiah. He may be born elsewhere and then be a refugee in Egypt and be called out. So, and we really just can't, we can't send the Magi off to Egypt. I mean, it's kind of a big place. So I don't think this is going to make it either. We'll have to move on. See, Jonathan. Ah, now Jonathan, this is the first specific nearby location. The Messiah will be born in Shechem. Jonathan points out that Shechem is where God made the great covenant with Abraham. And that is surely significant. Fulfilling God's covenant with Abraham is what the Messiah's coming is all about. Agreed. Yes, agreed. And at Shechem, we see that fundamental aspect of our salvation where it says, Abram believed the Lord and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. That's the foundation of our faith right there. Scripture is clear that sharing Abraham's faith connects us to him and to that same righteousness that God credited to him. And in fact, this covenant is exactly why wise men like these magi are seeking our king. Because God promised Abram not only that he'd father a great nation, but also that he'd be the father of many nations. So the righteousness God gave Abraham is available to all who share his faith. So, Jonathan, you propose that the Messiah will be born in Shechem because of this. Well, we could put this on the possibles list, I suppose. But you know, Jonathan, it's really kind of a stretch. I mean, there's nothing in the scriptures that specifically tie the Messiah's birth with Shechem. You know that. Well, that's a possibility. Keep that there in our back pocket. What, Uriah? Oh, you think you've got it, do you? All right, let me find yours. Let's have a look. Okay. Well, now, this would be convenient. Uriah says the Messiah is going to be born right here in Jerusalem. And that makes sense because he's connecting it not to Abraham, but of course to David. This is the prophecy to David in 2 Samuel. The Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. Now, gentlemen, as you've pointed out, the word Messiah means anointed one, anointed king. We get the term from imagery here surrounding David, his future offspring. Messiah is the son of David, right? Throne of David, right? So where better to look for David's son than in David's own capital in the palace here in Jerusalem, right? Right. That's exactly what the Magi thought. The Messiah's not here. He's not here. That's why we're meeting Uriah. He's not here. You think, you know, when the Magi showed up at this castle looking for a baby son, that was so embarrassing for Herod because it emphasizes the uncomfortable fact that Herod is not of David's line. I mean, the Messiah can't come from Herod. I don't think Herod enjoyed being reminded of that. You know, the fact that the Messiah is not here in Jerusalem and in the king's palace, it might seem to imply that Herod is not... some people might think, by some estimates, that from a certain point of view, that he's not exactly a legitimate ruler. I don't think that. No, no, no. Three cheers for King Herod. No, I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just observing he's not Davidic. So what it comes down to, Uriah, is... I don't think we want to go there. Okay, so let's go. Barzillai. Barzillai. Now you've been very patient. You are the oldest among us. You are the most wise. You're the most esteemed. I know you have very deep thoughts about this, and I want to hear what you have to say. Now, Barzillai tells us that the Messiah should be sought. He's going to come from. From heaven. Heaven. I see. You pick up on Daniel's prophecy. Well, that's a great prophecy. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Well, we see, Barzillai, you've taken the other thread that complements Uriah, son of David. This text associates the Messiah with the throne of God, as if he were as much a son of God as he is a son of man. Barzillai, surely the Messiah is from heaven in some sense. But can we really report to Herod that he should tell the Magi to go to heaven and look for... Probably not. The time is flying. Let's see. Eliphelet, what do you have? Now, Eliphelet, I was wondering when somebody would say this, because this happens to be my own suggestion as well. And gentlemen, I want you to listen to this. Eliphelet and I would submit to you that the Messiah is clearly going to come from Galilee. Of course, I'm thinking of Isaiah, great prophet Isaiah. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned upon them. Now listen, for to us a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there'll be no end. And he will reign on David's throne over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Now, clearly, you can see that this has real relevance. What do you fellows think? Asa, what do you think? Yes, it's specifically linked with the Messiah's birth. To us, a child is born. Uriah? Yeah. It's linked with David's heir. It's linked with David's throne. And Barzillai even brings in that thing about the mighty God, everlasting Father, the heavenly thing. What do you think? I think we've got it. I think we've got just what Herod needs. Gentlemen, I think we found an answer. The Messiah will be born in Galilee. Eliphelet, I'll make sure that Herod knows you came up with this. That's excellent. I'll draw up the official recommendation, and I'll just entertain a motion here to adopt. What, Asa? Where in Galilee? I don't know where in Galilee. How should I know where in Galilee? It could be anywhere. It could be Chorazin, Capernaum, Magdala, Nazareth, Cana. It could be anywhere. Well, we don't know exactly where. They'll just have to go to Galilee and look for him, right? Asa, I'm sure that there'd be nothing better than to spend another day on this question, but Herod is waiting, and we have a good solution. And why don't we just take? Yes, Nathan, you haven't said anything tonight. Of course, you can speak. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I'm sorry. I got so excited about Galilee, gentlemen. I'm sorry, Nathan, our youngest member here. He's well known. He's made a good name for himself. He searched the scriptures. He's a good man. I'm sorry, I forgot his. So let me just read what he has to say, and then we'll take our vote. Nathan quotes from Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from the days of eternity. The text goes on. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Gentlemen, do you see what I see? It's all here. From ancient times, a second Adam. Origins from the days of eternity, a son of God. It says he will shepherd the Lord's flock. At the same time, his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, fulfilling Abraham's covenant. Ah, and Bethlehem, David's hometown. Not his capital, his hometown. He's a son of David. It's all here. And look, it mentions Bethlehem as the place where she who is in labor gives birth. Well, I am confused. How can the Messiah be associated with Galilee, as he clearly is, And he had to actually be born in Bethlehem. I mean, could he be conceived in Cana or Nazareth and then be born in Bethlehem? I don't get it. But surely all the threads are coming together. Well, I put it to a vote. How many for Galilee? Okay, how many for Bethlehem? All right, unanimous. Bethlehem it is then. Nathan, you have done so well. I should have read your proposal first. Gentlemen, that concludes our meeting. We are adjourned. I'm going to write this up. I'll have it ready for your signatures in about an hour. You're all dismissed. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Asa, you're right. Thank you. Good. I'll have this out for you in just a bit. Oh, thank you, Nathan. I can take your help cleaning up here. Thank you. Good job. Good job in the meeting. Wonderful. Good. Well done. What do I think? What do I think about what? Do I think the Messiah is actually coming? That's the real question, isn't it? Is he really coming? The Magi think so. They've traveled a long way. What do I think? Nathan, I think that there is one thing to study, to speculate. Such study is expected of us. Such religion is expected of us. But it's another thing entirely for the Messiah to step out of prophecy and into history. As long as he's in prophecy, he's relatively harmless. But if he were to step into history, that would change everything. If God came here, it would prove that he's really there. It would prove that he could do something about this mess of a humanity. It would prove that he cares. Peace with God, a reason to be righteous, eternal life. He would fulfill God's eternal designs for this world. And in every nation, he would have supreme authority, at least among those who know who he is. Nothing could possibly ever be more important than to be part of his kingdom. Our lives would be changed forever, Nathan. Life would be changed forever. What do I think? I think I'm going to let the Magi search for him. Herod says if the Messiah is found, he wants to go worship him too. Yeah, I know, it doesn't sound much like Herod, does it? But my point is that if the Magi do find him, I think I'll go over to Bethlehem, sure. But don't get too excited, because after all, the most we would find at this point is just an infant. It'll be years before he accomplishes his work. At my age, I don't think I'm going to be here to see it. What about you, Nathan? I wonder if you will see it. I wonder if you will see it. Well, we best get going. Not healthy to keep Herod waiting.